Okay, gather around, bookworms, because our Sci-Fi Book Club is kicking off. It kicked off last week, as you remember, where we're reading Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time. But maybe you missed out on how to participate. You need a little extra nudge to get started. So we're going to supply it. And I'm here to remind you to pick up that book and start reading Science Friday producer and book maven Christy Taylor. Welcome back, Christy.
Hey, Ira. How's it going?
Fine. I'm excited to finally be knocking this book off my bucket list.
Yeah, me too. It's one of those books that really seems like everyone's heard of, but a lot of people haven't actually read yet. And it feels like a really good way to honor Stephen Hawking's legacy as he passed away this week.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
And since this is a book club, we really do want you to participate. So we have a few ways, and I'm here to give those back to you again. So the first thing to do is go to our website, sciencefriday.com/bookclub, and that will have pretty much everything I'm about to tell you right there waiting for you in a nice list form. But one of the things I really wanted to highlight is that we are working with artists this time around. Stephen Hawking, as you know, Ira, and have spoken highly of, has some really great analogies for how the universe works, that balloon metaphor for how the expanding universe can somehow still not have a center, for example. So they're great visual analogies. We want artists to help us visualize them. The online community Elo is helping us out with this. So we want people to submit their portfolios, what they've already done so far, so that we can commission a few artists to create this Stephen Hawking-themed Big Bang galaxy universe.
Because he wrote really simple pictures. We might get a little more complicated artistic ones.
Yeah, and we've seeded it with some quotes that might help get you inspired. But all of that, again, sciencefriday.com/bookclub. And then our guest readers, Priya Natarajan and Clifford Johnson, who are physicists, and they had a great conversation with us on the air last week. They're going to be answering listener questions in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. They are great science communicators themselves and physics researchers, and we all know that there are some concepts in here that might be a little need a little extra unpacking. So they're here to help. Other than that, we have a voicemail number that you can call, 567-243-2456. We'll be having some really interesting physics conversations along the way, and we will wrap up with a big nerd fest on August 24th with Clifford and Priya again, and you, Ira, if you have finished your reading by that point.
567-243-2456.
Right, and that's where you can call in with your physics questions or comments as you're reading along. And again, we have that weekly newsletter where Priya and Clifford are going to be helping answer some of those questions.
You know, I love the book. I have to admit that somebody, I think, walked off with my copy.
Oh, no.
It's so popular. I don't want to say that I lost it. It got legs and, you know.
Stephen would be so disappointed. So, Ira, there's actually some good news for you. You're not, all is not lost. Powell's Books, who always donate to our giveaway, they also are offering a discounted copy of that same edition.
People still get it.
Yeah, you can still get that all summer long. And that's, again, go to our website for the link, but it's available on their website to order.
And in August 24th, we're going to have a wrap-up, right?
Right. And then, actually, if you're in New York on August 21st, we're having a time traveler cocktail party first, where we're going to have some hands-on demos and some fun physics conversations live in New York City. Mm-hmm. So August 21st is the time traveler cocktail party. If you miss it, you can always come back in time and attend again. And then August 24th on our airwaves, the nerdiest conversation of that ever did nerd.
That's going to be great. And once again, our website for more information.
sciencefriday.com/bookclub, Ira.
Great. Christy Taylor is our producer for Science Friday and captain of our Sci-Fi Book Club. Thanks for taking time to be with us today. We look forward to everybody participating. And speaking of great physics stories, did you know that quarks was named after a term in the James Joyce novel Finnegan's Wake? You can read all about the origins of words we use in science. It's our new summer science newsletter, Science Diction. That's a great name. Sign up and read more word nerdery at sciencefriday.com/sciencediction, sciencefriday.com/sciencediction. Charles Berquist is our director, our senior producer, Christopher Intagliata. Producers are Alexa Lim, Christy Taylor, Katie Heiler. Our intern is Lucy Wong, and we had technical engineering help today from Rich Kim and Sarah Fishman. And, of course, we're active all week on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of social media. If you have a smart speaker you want to hear Science Friday podcast, you can go to our website or ask your speaker to play it for you. We've got them all up there waiting for you to go. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.